About 8 months ago, I had a video gain a lot of traction on YouTube, and it was about LinkedIn's new video feed. The problem is, LinkedIn does not tell us these things. They add features that you don't know about because nobody says anything about it. Now, whether the features are good or bad is for you to decide. But the one thing you should know is that they exist and how to use them. So that's what I'm uncovering today. This is the August 2025 update on LinkedIn's new, but now old, video feed. So here we go. Okay, here we are. We're back in the video feed, as you can see. Yep, it's still the same in terms of there's a tab, right? A video tab on your app. Now, here's the weird part. Now, LinkedIn said, you know what? We're going to make it kind of like TikTok, but kind of like Tinder, I guess. So they made it so now, because swiping down wasn't enough, now you can swipe left and right. So yeah, that's cool. Why would you swipe left or right? I can only guess. But they have now put in this little box here, and I'll click that top left box. Now we have today's top trends, okay? And, yep. So I guess these are the trending. This is the For You page, I guess. I don't know. Now, the thing with, and I'll just leave this running on the side here. The thing with a algorithm is that it's supposed to know you very well, right? So, meaning you're not supposed to choose the videos that you watch. The point of an algorithm is that it chooses for you. Now, not here. Here you choose. You know what? Hey, we're Microsoft, right? Microsoft owns LinkedIn. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make all of the users do the work for us. Now, we could design this incredible algorithm that knows you and understands your interest and finds relevant posts and videos for you, or we just create a For You page that has nothing to do with you at all, and you can choose. And that is exactly what has happened here. LinkedIn is so confused as to what to do with video that this is where they ended up, right? They were going in a direction. They were like, we have a video feed. Now your videos go to the video feed. Okay, we're getting somewhere. Hey, swipe left like it's Tinder. Swipe right. And that's, so they were going on a good track. And then they hit a left-hand turn and ended up in the woods. And I hate to see it. I freaking use LinkedIn every day. I mean, listen, our videos have gotten hundreds of thousands, millions of views on this video feed. And okay, that's all you have to see. Right? In terms of the new updates, it's just worse. Well, it's the same, plus they added a feature that nobody's going to use. Because before I get to the updates, let me just say this. This has nothing to do with me. It doesn't, right? Now, if I close this and go to Instagram right now, Instagram, if I go to TikTok right now, if I go to YouTube Shorts, it's going to give me, it's not going to ask me what I want. It's just going to give me what I want. So LinkedIn can't do that. Okay, so the updates, right? Has anything changed? No, not really. We have a worse For You page, swipe left Tinder style thing that you're not, nobody's ever going to use based on topics that are trending that nobody cares about. And you still can't upload a video directly to the feed, right? So when you upload a video to LinkedIn, it goes to this video feed, but they don't tell you that. So I'll tell you that. So that hasn't changed. Has LinkedIn rolled out any updates or any support? No. Has LinkedIn given us solitaire and different games we can play to balance out the monotony and sadness of our job search? Absolutely. Has LinkedIn teamed up with Notion, a steroided version of Google Docs, to use their platform as a CRM and give you a discount? Yes. Has LinkedIn given us everything that we never asked for? Yes. Has LinkedIn ever given us anything that we have asked for, like pinned comments or maybe uploading directly to the video feed? No. So we're still here. We're still back at square one. Almost 2 years out from the creation of the video feed that really nobody asked for. But I'm happy they did it. I'm just not happy with how it turned out in the end. So is this still the beginning? Is this the beginning of the end? It feels like the end because I don't see this getting any better. So I hope that I'm right this time. I hope that this is the last video I ever make about LinkedIn's new video feed. Hopefully. Okay. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.